Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. Major changes are on the way for the series of tests known as the GED, or General Educational Development Tests. These are the tests taken by people who have left high school without receiving a diploma. The material covered on those tests is designed to be roughly equivalent to what students are supposed to learn while they're in high school, and they make it possible for students without diplomas, in many cases, to go on to college. But as part of its usual review process, the test is undergoing a transformation early next year, and not only will that have an impact on future students taking the test, but it also stands to affect people who have passed some, but not all, of the current GED tests. Edgar Mendez reported on the issue for the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, and he's with us to explain what has some people concerned. Welcome back to Lake Effect.
Thank you for having me again, Mitch.
Why are the GED tests changing?
Well, they last changed in 2002, so about every 10 years or so, they revamp it. This one's going to be more in line with what employers are looking for nowadays, which, you know, people need to be a little bit computer savvy now.
Who makes the changes? Who decided that this was going to be the way it goes?
Well, it was a decision that was made nationally. It's basically the people that are administrating the GED. They go through testing services, and they contract it out to create a whole new test.
Well, and what can you tell us about how the tests are going to be different?
Well, it's going to go from five tests to four. So those four tests are going to be language arts, mathematical reasoning, science, and social studies. And before it was reading, writing, math, science, and social studies. But the difference is it's going to take more higher order thinking. So basically, for example, in the math test, you're going to have to be able to write an equation. So that's something that's a lot different. Before it was just multiple choice.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but these are going to be tougher tests.
Right.
And the changes have been in the works for a while, right?
Right. Well, they've known about it for the year. All the GED classes have been informing students for about a year now, or since the beginning of the year, I should say.
But the rub, I gather, is that there are going to be impacts on people who have passed some but not all of the current tests. What's the issue?
Right. Well, there's 2,800 people here in Milwaukee that have passed some of the tests but not all. So they have to basically get scheduled as soon as possible because they have to have them by December 13th for it to be valid, or else they start over.
Really? So they could have passed four out of the five tests, and then when they take the fifth test, if they don't pass it, they have to start over?
Right. Start over from scratch.
If the changes have been in the works for a while, what is the concern? Is the game changing midstream?
Well, I mean, the concern is for a lot of the students that I talk to, a lot of them aren't very computer savvy. So there's some trepidation there.
And I gather from your article, originally they thought they would have longer to pass these tests, right?
Right. Well, you know, people assume that you have forever to take them. I remember taking mines in 2003, and if I hadn't finished them, I'd still be able to finish them now.
So you say 2,800 people are in this boat. What is the impact on them right now and on the organizations that work with people studying for the GEDs?
Well, the hard part is reaching those 2,800 people. I mean, you can't look them up by address. So basically, you have to hope that they come in looking for their GED or that they find out some other way, maybe through this article.
So there's some expectation that maybe they go in to take another GED test after the first of the year and find out suddenly that they're taking a new test and that they have to take all the parts of that test?
Right. I mean, well, there's hope that people even realize that they're going to lose all their progress. I mean, most people don't know. Even a student I spoke to didn't know, but they had just came into class that week. So they were kind of taken aback.
So that was going to be my question. This was news to some of the people that you spoke with for this article?
Well, more at the YWCA. At Journey House, it's part of the orientation. So Journey House stopped taking people who weren't at least at a ninth grade reading level for their Spanish GED classes because they knew that if they came in with less than that, they wouldn't have enough time to prepare them to pass the test.
So this is obviously causing some real concerns over the people, not just the people taking the test, but the people preparing the people to take the test.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Jack Forbes, he's at Journey House, and he's had to turn people away, and he said, you know, it's hard to sit them down and say, look, I'm sorry, but you're just better off waiting until the next year. And that, he said that's hard to do, and it's hard to tell people that because, you know, that's discouraging. They're coming in there to improve their lives, and they're basically being told, Not the time.
This does not mean, though, that they shouldn't start studying.
Right, definitely. Well, I mean, the thing is, the new test, the new pretest materials, the practice materials aren't out yet for the new test. So those are coming out with around the new year, too. So it's going to kind of put people behind the curve.
So you're really not able to do too much to study for the new GEDs. And so, as you say, there are people for whom, instead of studying for the current GEDs, they're just going to play a waiting game.
Right. I mean, basically, you'd be studying for something that's not even going to be on the test. So it's going to be so different that it probably wouldn't do you any good.
Are there going to be cost differences between the past tests and what's coming?
Definitely. The price is doubling in a lot of cases. A lot of people are paying $65, $80. I think at Journey House, they have to pay $80. I think through some programs, the YWCA, for example, is free for people who go through their prep program. So it's going to cost $137 now.
So there are not going to necessarily be those opportunities to take the test for free through the same programs.
Well, I mean, the YWCA, they don't know what they're going to do yet as far as how they're going to be paying for it. They don't know how with the computers. They're getting a new computer lab, so they should be fine on that. But I mean, like Journey House, the Spanish GED lab only has one computer. So they don't know what they're going to do yet.
So anyway, you slice it, there are going to be some big changes coming as far as GEDs go in the next 6 months.
Definitely.
So we've heard a lot of the negatives. What about the flip side of the coin? There must be a positive spin to the changes to the GED tests that are coming around. Tell us about some of those.
One of the things that makes the test, that improves the test is that it offers unofficial test scores instantly. Before, you had to wait in the mail. You had to play a waiting game. And also, there's an enhanced test score, which helps test takers learn their strengths and weaknesses should they have not passed the test and they need to go for a retest. And also, it also has a framework through the enhanced test score to determine job, workforce training, or post-secondary education readiness.
So the story here is that there are big changes and they could have a troubling impact on some people. But at the end of the day, the people who are designing the test and people who are using the test would probably counter that the test will be better as well.
Right. I mean, a lot has changed since 2002.
All right. Edgar Mendez, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Edgar Mendez reported on changes to the General Educational Development, or GED, tests for the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. There's a link to his article from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. We'll take another break now, but in just a moment, the architect in charge of restoring Milwaukee's Iron Block Building shares the story of what challenges were in that remarkable renovation project. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. We'll be right back.